John Taylor is on the line to give us the update from Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. A belated Happy New Year's to you, John, and again, looking to see how the year's going to start.
Well, it looks like it's going to start down a little bit this morning, but we're still kind of basking in the glow of that incredible return for the stock market in 2013. Just to review that once again, the Dow Jones and the Industrial Average and the S&P had their best performance in more than 10 years. The Dow was up 26%, S&P up 29%. And then something we never talk about, the Russell 2000 Index. That's the index of smaller cap companies. It was up 37%. But it wasn't great for everybody last year. If you were in treasuries or other bonds, you saw treasuries, for example, had their biggest annual loss in 5 years. And that's because rates rose. And we all know this. It's like the law of gravity. When interest rates go up, bond prices go down. And gold, of course, had its worst performance in about 30 years. But let's talk about something brighter than that. We got recently some numbers from the Case-Shiller Index from Professor Shiller. And he says that if you look at the index of housing prices in the 20 largest cities in America, they were up 13.6% year over year, best numbers since 2006. Also, consumer confidence numbers from the Conference Board, they say that people are feeling much more optimistic after the pessimism created by the government shutdown in October. They say that the Consumer Confidence Index surged at 78.1 in December. It was 72.0 in the previous month, and that was better than was expected. So consumers are feeling better, and when consumers feel better, they spend money whether they should or not. And, of course, it's Thursday morning, so we'll talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Number's still pretty good, 339,000 filing for unemployment for the first time last week. That's down 2,000 from the previous week. And those days where we were well above 400,000 every week seem to now be just a distant memory in our rearview mirror, so the employment numbers continue to improve. And here's something we all want to hear. AAA, American Automobile Association, says that 2013, the gasoline prices were the lowest they've been on average in 3 years, and they say that prices will be even lower in 2014 is the forecast for AAA. We can certainly all use that good news. And some news related to one of our automakers, Chrysler, and of course, probably aware of the fact that it's majority controlled by Fiat, the Italian company. But there was about 41% of their stock that's still owned by the United Auto Workers Retiree Medical Benefit Trust. Well, they finally have struck a deal, and that is that Fiat's going to pay about $4.35 billion to buy that remaining stake in Chrysler, and then they plan to consolidate the two companies, and this gets the UAW out of the way so they can accomplish that. And lastly, some news from China that's not the kind of news you expect to hear. We seem like we're always hearing about how their GDP is growing at 8 or 9 or 10%. Well, here's a situation. Revlon says that they're going to exit their operations in China. They're going to eliminate 1,100 jobs, 22% of their workforce. They say they continue to see declining sales in China, and they've seen that for the last 4 or 5 quarters in a row. So they're going to exit that market and eliminate those 1,100 jobs.
All right, John. Well, it's certainly the change is coming in the new year. Ray Gossick, city administrator, with me getting ready to discuss the coming year for the city. And he pointing out, just wonder how long this market can continue to go up.
Well, I think the forecast for 2014 is pretty good, but not like it was for 2013. But it should be a decent year, we hope.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.